WSHJ with Miss Diana Ross and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. My suggestion is check out Mount Everest, and if that's not high enough, well, I don't know what you can do. And in case you haven't heard, Progressive Music is made a home on WSHJ, weeknights from 7:30 to 12. Join us for top progressive and popular music in the suburban Detroit area. Here's Pablo Cruz. WSHJ, it's time to find our place in the sun. Come to think of it, it is getting a little warm in here. It must be because John Bones walked in. Yeah, he's always in heat. Good morning, you're with Mark Davis at 821. An Oakland County Cooperative Extension Service is beginning a new program for troubled parents. The Parent-to-Parent Program is seeking volunteers to provide friendship and informal education to parents. Each volunteer is matched to another family who lives within their neighborhood, and the volunteer helps the parent who is having difficulty with his or her parenting role. The volunteer visits the parent's home and shares experiences and activities with the parent. Parent-to-parent volunteers need no previous experience or previous training except the enjoyment of being a parent. Qualifications for volunteers include being a warm, understanding person with a good listening ear. I don't know if I can do this. 2 or 4 hours a week are needed, either during the day or in the evening. Training sessions begin October 26th in Birmingham and at Oakland University in Rochester. Topics include home management, child development and basic nutrition, and parenting skills. Further information for volunteers may be obtained by calling 858-0895. That number, once again, 858-0895. And here is All You Need Is Love. WSHJ, All You Need Is Love. It's the Beatles. Good morning, with Mark Davis at 8:25, and there's one traffic time to report. It's an accident on southbound Southfield at Linden, and the cars are backed up to Grand River, so if you can avoid that area, try to. Here's the title theme from Star Wars, the Cantina Band.
WSHJ News Central. This is Mark Stevens. On an 87-4 vote, lawmakers in the House have passed and sent to the Senate a bill to provide a 2-year jail sentence for persons who sell pornography to minors. The bill also contains detailed definitions of pornography. Current laws dealing with the distribution of pornography to minors are felt to be too vague and not tough enough. Prices on 1978 American Motors cars have been raised by an average of $103, or 2.7%, by the smallest automaker. AMC also says it is cutting prices on an average of $120 on its Gremlin models sold in the western states. The price cuts on the Gremlin in some states were made to improve competition with Japanese imports. Civil rights activist Jesse Jackson says he expects a white backlash against blacks as a result of an affirmative action programs. Jackson made the comments yesterday during a news conference following a speech at Michigan State University. Jackson also defended affirmation action programs, saying they are necessary to compensate for the effects of years of discrimination against blacks. Councilman Ernest Brown Jr., who is seeking the mayor's seat in next month's election, has accused Mayor Young of using policemen in a campaign film. Brown also accused Young of placing too low of property tax assessments on the new Renaissance Center, shifting the tax burden to the city property owners. So far, Brown's accusations have caused little controversy in the mayoral race. Young, the city's first black mayor, faces Brown, who is also black, in the November 8th election. The latest independent poll shows that Young with a 2.1 margin over his challenger. Now to ABC News in New York.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Bill Deal reporting. The drama is over in Somalia, and 86 hostages are now on their way to West Germany. West German commandos stormed the hijacked Lufthansa airliner at Mogadishu Airport in Somalia last night, rescuing all 86 hostages aboard. Germany says all 4 hijackers were killed, but Somalia says 1 survived. ABC's Milt Fullerton in Frankfurt tells us how the attack on the plane, reminiscent of Entebbe, was carried out.
The official government spokesman says that the plane load of commandos flew into Somalia from Crete aboard a 707 jet, landed in total darkness, assembled, and were able to blow the doors open on the hijacked aircraft within just a few seconds, and in 5 minutes they had cleaned it out of the hijackers and had rescued all of the hostages, apparently using lasers and grenades to blow open the doors on the aircraft.
Correspondent Fullerton says the West Germans who staged the raid are from a border patrol unit specially trained in anti-terror activities, which was set up after the Olympic massacre in Munich. Rescued passengers on board the hijacked West German plane in Somalia included 2 Americans, Christine Santiago of Santee, California, and her 5-year-old son. In California, ABC News asked Mrs. Santiago's older son, Tony, how the family reacted when news of the rescue came through.
Overwhelmed. It's just fantastic. We had 3 neighbors here praying with us, and one neighbor helped us pray when we heard that one of the pilots was shot. And we had just started praying, and we got the good news already. It was great. It was marvelous.
Tony Santiago reacting to news of the rescue aboard the hijacked West German plane in Somalia. In West Germany, 3 West German guerrilla leaders killed themselves in jail during the night, only a few hours after the airline hijack in Somalia failed to force their release. Officials say the guerrillas had shot themselves to death with pistols found in their cells. Now this.
Well, me and Earl was riding near the shoulder in the woods outside of Boulder. I was admiring the scenery, but Earl was smoking so much, I got to choking. I said, put that thing out, would you, Earl? You're clogging up my breathing mechanism. Well, he rolled down the window and threw that cigarette out quicker than a lizard can scramble across a hardwood floor. I said, good Lord, Earl, what'd you do that for? This here's a forest. You want to set the whole place afire? What do you think you got that genuine aluminum-plated ashtray for? Well, about that time, I looked in the rearview mirror. I said, Earl, you ain't gonna believe this, but there's a bear after us, and this time it's a real one. Earl thought that was rather humorous, till the bear came right up alongside and forced us to stop. That's not a cop, Earl said. That's a real bear. I said, that's what I said. Actually, it was Smokey Bear, and judging from the way he looked, I figured he'd seen Earl throw that cigarette out. What happened then, I don't want to say, but I think from now on, Earl's going to use the ashtray. A public service on behalf of your state foresters, the Forest Service, and the Ad Council.
The House has done what the Senate did last month, voted to delay the order banning the artificial sweetener saccharin. Democratic Congressman Paul Rogers of Florida, who sponsored the bill in the House, told ABC's Vic Ratner why he feels a delay is needed.
Well, there are many questions about it that need to be answered before we just have an outright ban. And all this does is postpone for 18 months the ban while the National Academy of Science makes intelligence studies to give to the Congress.
The only remaining issue that Congress must now work out is agreement on labeling requirements for saccharin. The Senate wants a warning label on all saccharin products. The House bill would only require warning notices posted in the stores. As of today, druggists who fill prescriptions for women taking estrogens must also be given a brochure warning that estrogen drugs may cause cancer. House and Senate conferees are starting work today on a compromise energy bill. President Carter has set up a breakfast meeting with Democratic congressional leaders to map strategy for passage of a compromise energy program. ABC's Russell Spur in Hong Kong says Western diplomats in Hanoi have been unofficially advised that the Vietnamese government will shortly release an American yacht seized last week off the coast of Vietnam. All three Americans on board the yacht are said to be in good condition. This is ABC News. The mother of an Indian girl says she won't allow her daughter to return to school in Selden, New York, on Long Island because of an alleged remark by a teacher. The mother, Jean Baum, claims the teacher told her 15-year-old daughter that the Indians got what was coming to them. The remark reportedly came after the girl had brought a book to class about an Indian chief, Geronimo. Attorney William Kunstler told a state appellate court yesterday that it would be better to provide no education at all for the girl than to subject her to racism. That's the news. I'm Bill Deal for the American Entertainment Radio Network, a service of ABC News.
The WSHJ Weather Central forecast calls for becoming cloudy skies today. Chance of light rain this afternoon, high 57. Periods of light rain ending tomorrow, low tonight, mid-30s. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, high in the mid-50s. The temperature right now is 44 degrees, and we'll have Ken in sports right after you hear this.
Mark Kobler is an explorer. As a member of the medical exploring post in his community, Mark is getting a rare opportunity to see firsthand what goes on in the hospital.
The exploring program, to me, has been the best program I've seen. It's given me an opportunity to explore vocations in medicine, ranging from a lab technician and an x-ray technician.
Whatever your career interest, check out the exploring program in your area. Phone your local scout office. Exploring is a division of the Boy Scouts of America.
Good morning, this is Ken Raby for WSHJ Sports. United Press International College football ratings are out, and Michigan has strengthened its hold on the number one spot with 38 of 42 first-place votes. Michigan was impressed by taking a 56-0 win Saturday over previously unbeaten Wisconsin. Texas received the other four first-place votes and was ranked second, followed by Alabama, Southern California, and good old Ohio State in fifth. Michigan visits Minnesota this Saturday in his next Big Ten contest. The Detroit Red Wings says veteran centerman Dennis Hextall will see action tonight when Detroit faces the Canucks in Vancouver in a National Hockey League contest. Hextall suspended after a fight with Washington's Mike Marson in a preseason game. The Wings will go into tonight's contest after a 4-2 loss to the opener and tied their opener 3-3 against Toronto last Thursday. The Vancouver game will end the Wings' road trip, and they will meet the Montreal Canadiens in Detroit on Thursday. The Detroit Pistons open their 77-78 NBA season tonight in Cobo Arena against the New Jersey Nets, not the New York Nets. The Pistons also say they have released three players, including backup center Roger Brown. Brown, who is a 6'11", saw limited action last year as a backup to Bob Lanier and Leon Douglas. The team also says waivers will be asked on injured forward Don Adams and guard Louis Nelson. Adams, an 8-year veteran, injured his Achilles tendon in a training camp and underwent surgery. Nielsen, a 6'3" Washington production who spent 4 years as a pro. And the Los Angeles Dodgers will send knuckleballer pitcher Burr Hooten against Mike Torres of the Yankees for the sixth game of the World Series tonight. The Yankees are at home and could capture the World Championship with a victory tonight. The game begins at 8:15. This has been Ken Raby reporting for WSHJ Sports. Now back to Mark Davis and more music.
Thank you.
WSHJ with Mr. Peter Frampton, and I'm in you. Good morning, you're with Mark Davis at 8:41. I think we finally woke up this morning. It's going to be a nice day today, going all the way up to 50 degrees. Here's Johnny Rivers and Swaying to the Music.
It's late at night and we're all alone. Just the music on the radio. No one's coming, no one's gone. The telephone. Me and you and the lights down low, and we're slow dancing, swaying to the music. Slow dancing, just me and my girl. Slow dancing, swaying to the music. No one else in the whole wide world.
An indoor swimming pool.
Not exactly. This is our basement.
Trouble with dampness, huh?
Yeah, about 3 feet of it. The soil survey said something about a high water table, but I thought it was a gimmick like a water bed.
Check your soil survey before you buy or build. If you have any questions, ask the professionals at the local office of the Soil Conservation Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, let's all go swimming, huh? Common Ground wants you to help you. Call 645-9676 to find out more about Common Ground's information and referral service and legal aid clinic. Call 645-9676 to find a better way to cope with every problem of living.
SHJ weather!
Well, becoming cloudy today with a chance of light rain this afternoon. High in the upper 50s. Periods of light rain ending tomorrow with a low in the mid-30s. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-50s. Current temperature at SHJ is 43 degrees. WSHJ, and we're going right back where we started from. Good morning, you're with Mark Davis at 8:49. I can't believe this day is finally done for me. Almost done.
When it all goes crazy and the thrill is gone, the days get rainy and the nights get long, when you get that feeling you were born to lose, staring at your ceiling, thinking of your blues. When there's so much trouble that you wanna cry, the world has crumbled and you don't know why. When your hopes are fading and they can't be found, dreams will let you waiting, friends will let you down. Just remember I love you and it'll be alright. Just remember I love you more than I can say. Baby, then your blues will fade away. When you need a lover and you're down so low, you start to wonder but you never know. When it feels like sorrow is your only friend, knowing that tomorrow you'll be this way again. Of dawn, rain keeps falling, but the rainbow's gone. When you feel like crying, but the tears won't come. When your dreams are dying, when you're on the run. Just remember I love you, and it'll be alright. Just remember I love you more than I can say.
WSHJ with Fire Fallen. Just remember I love you when things go wrong. Here was Mark Davis at 8:52 on this Tuesday morning. And don't gamble with your children's lives. Keep matches out of their reach. And never leave your children at home alone. This is a public service of SHJ and the Michigan Association of Insurance Companies. WSHJ. Good morning and goodbye. It's 8:57, right on the money. You're with Mark Davis. And you won't be with Mark Davis in a few minutes. It was Eric Carmen, and she did it.
WSHJ.